From Austin Film Festival, this is On Story, a look inside the creative process from today's leading writers and filmmakers. I'm your host, Barbara Morgan. On Story features discussions with a diverse array of voices who use the language of film and television to tell a story. All of our content is recorded live at the Austin Film Festival and Conference, at our year-round events, and in up-to-the-minute interviews. This special presentation of On Story is a closer look at some of the incredible films chosen to screen at the 25th annual Austin Film Festival. We talked with the filmmakers whose work represents some of the most original voices in filmmaking from around the world, about the challenges they faced in the creative process, and the breakthroughs that led them to the Austin Film Festival. After moving to Spain for her husband, Eva, a Paraguayan woman, finds herself bored, unhappy, and sexually frustrated. Korean-American writer Jean Lee spoke to us about her love for Spanish telenovelas and the unique set of circumstances that led her to helm this Spanish-language comedy. This is a Spanish-speaking film that contains subtitles. Pecado Original screens October 25th at St. David's Bethel Hall and October 30th at the Galaxy Highland.
So, hi, my name is Jean Lee, and I'm the writer, director, and producer of Original Sin, which is a Spanish language romantic comedy about a woman, her uptight husband, and a freewheeling artist who form a love triangle with some unpredictable results.
So talk to us about your choice of doing a Spanish language film and where you shot it and, you know, the whole process of how you got involved in this unique project.
So I am Korean American, and I hope to one day be accepted as honorary Latina, and hopefully the audience can decipher themselves after they've seen the film. But the film is in Spanish, and actually a lot of my works have turned out to be in Spanish. And I myself, as a writer-director, have really studied and pursued global or world cinema. I've shot films in probably 15 to 20 different countries, and in various different languages, from Bahasa, which is the language spoken in Indonesia, to Spanish, to Korean. And so my comfort zone is actually in both English and foreign language films. Obviously, I think that there is a sense of deep respect and proactive research that's required when you go into a community that you are not originally a part of, in order to present that community with dignity, and it's important to establish a sense of trust with that community and to be accepted into that community before you present them as the subject of your film. Fortunate for me, I formed some really wonderful and close relationships with Mayan Nikiporov, who is the co-writer of the film, and Cesar de Bello, who's the producer, and the three of us produced and made the film together. It's our baby. And Maya is from Paraguay, and Cesar is from Spain. And so it was very organic in the way that we created the story together. We're really proud that the film is the first ever Paraguayan-US co-production as well. And we sort of had a unique approach to the film because a lot of it was improv, and a lot of it I wrote based on the actors, because they were locked and casted as the script was being developed. So I was able to develop scenes and ideas with Maya through rehearsals, and again based on the actors themselves. And so I think that created a sense of authenticity and also just like a naturalistic tone in the performances and in the film as a whole. And for me, I think my fascination in Spanish language started at a very early age. Obviously, I mean, it's such a beautiful language, but also my grandmother's sister, who I'm very close to, immigrated to LA from Korea. And she started out by working in a factory, and her best friends were her coworkers, who were Guatemalan women. And so she became very fluent in Spanish and started teaching me. And there's a lot of similarities between, I think, Korean and Spanish and Latin culture, and specifically when it comes to societal expectations of women and soap operas. And so Maya and I were deeply inspired by Spanish language soap operas or telenovelas and Korean soap operas, and specifically how the women in our lives, how soap operas were so important to them, how they stay up all night watching these soap operas. And it was a way to escape for a lot of women of our parents' generation and even today, from, again, the societal expectations of women and the level of propriety that is expected in proper women. So we began to ask ourselves, what happens if you challenge those expectations, if you challenge the traditional role of the proper woman or the proper wife? And that's sort of how the story came to be.
So can you tell the audience what the title, what that means, translated, and how it relates actually to the film?
Sure. So pecado original, it means original sin in English. And the title sort of originated from the characters and sort of where they're coming from. So obviously there's a biblical reference there with Adam, Eve, and the serpent in the Garden of Eden. And they have sort of a strange, I feel like it's one of the oldest, if not the oldest, triangles in history, and sort of how one sin leads to another.
So what kind of research did you do to create this film that really felt like it was a telenovela kind of atmosphere, and you know, a stodgy Catholic, clearly wealthy generational family. So how did you come up with that in a way that you felt would be authentic?
First, I think I lived a lot of that personally. I come from a very conservative Christian background, and I think it's the tropes associated with that are universal. I think that anybody who comes from somewhat of a conservative background and yet pursue either work or a lifestyle that's much more liberal can resonate with the idea of that conflict or that clash, either in your family, in your own personal life, or even in your identity. And so I think both Maya and I, that was deeply personal to us, and it's something that I love exploring, you know, like what does it mean to have a relationship with God based on an institutional or organized form of religion versus what the Bible or, you know, what God might even actually want. Stripped of these societal or organized or expectations from organized religion. So there's that. And then when it comes to like the telenovela culture, you know, both Maya and I are so familiar with that. We grew up with that. We watch telenovelas and soap operas as children. And the women in our lives, you know, I remember waking up one morning and my mom had stacks of VHSs that she had driven and an hour and a half to go rent. And I realized she had been up all night watching them, crying or laughing or escaping through these stories. And so it's a very integral part of our lives. And there's something very beautiful about telenovelas and soap operas and that are universal. I mean, sure, on one level, they're absolutely ridiculous, right? But then on the other hand, you know, there is a sense of joy and hope that they present, especially to women who feel as though there are things in their lives that are not allowed to be discussed.
Es Luis, el artista. Adrián, mi marido.
Mucho gusto. Es apetito, hambre, deseo. Es el ver a la persona que está enfrente de ti.
Estas mujeres han encontrado la alegría de jugar con el movimiento a través de una nueva práctica denominada yoga al desnudo.
Mujer fantasía con obreros mexicanos. Lo he hecho yo para merecer esto.
Yo quiero que me veas como una mujer. Quiero que me veas.
¿Intentaré ser un mejor esposo?
¿Intentaré ser un mejor marido?
Y no un completo idiota como lo he sido hasta ahora.
Satisfacer a tu mujer porque tienes un micropene.
Thank you for joining us for this special episode of the On Story podcast. At the 25th annual Austin Film Festival, we are thrilled to present a diverse array of outstanding international storytellers. We hope you will join us October 25th through November 1st. You can get your film passes and badges at austinfilmfestival.com, where you can also find this year's full lineup of films and panels. You've been listening to Austin Film Festival's On Story.